Let's start off there, but before we do that, I want to introduce you. This is episode 70.
Congrats.
Damn. Okay. I was thinking about it and I was like, oh shit, it's episode 70.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel honored. That's awesome. 70. That's a lot.
This is an amazing guest for episode 70.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm
thank
so glad.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And so we're sitting down with Gachis, right? Is that how you say your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not my real name, but...
Okay, what's your full name?
So full name is Cassandra.
Cassandra.
But that comes with its story of why, but everyone calls me and knows me as Gachis.
Gachis. And I'm sure we'll get the backstory at some point. So Cassandra, what's your last name?
Arredondo.
Arredondo. Oh, okay.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, Arredondo.
Yeah, it's Arredondo.
Okay, you got to roll your R's.
Yeah,
on this
you got to.
How do people say
how
it?
People
out
say this is how people say it when they don't know how to say the full blown name. That's what comes with the backstory. But they say Cassandra Arredondo.
I could, in Austin, I'm sure that's all you get.
Oh
right?
No, or Ketchies, or they don't know how to say gachis.
Yeah,
it's always like cheese, like queso. Like they're like cachis. Or I just tell them, like, you could just say catch, like for short.
So people call you catch.
Yeah, some people. Okay. A lot of my best friends call me like catch, or my boyfriend started the trend. Like he didn't know what nickname to give me, so he would just be like, "Yeah, Lady Catch."
Lady Catch.
Lady Catch.
Okay.
And literally, that's sometimes
what people.
And they're like, "No, dude, what's her real name?" And then he's like, "Yeah, just call her Lady Catch."
That's so dope. So that's the backstory behind the username. That's
Catch.
I'll probably end up just calling you Catch. Then.
Yeah, that'd be work. The one I definitely don't like is.
So yeah, you moved here what like three years ago? Start coming up in May.
Yeah.
What was that motivation for you coming out to Austin?
Main one, my partner, boyfriend was, because he's a civil engineer.
Gotcha.
He actually worked on a project in El Paso, the bridge going to Juarez.
Oh, snap. Okay.
So then we did long distance for a year, and then he was like, hey, like he had always been wanting to live in Austin.
Because he's from Australia.
Yeah, he's from Australia.
By the way,
he's from all the way over there. That story is another big story, but it's hilarious. He just was like, hey, well, there's no point. It's been a year and like, I'm going to be here a while on this project. So he's like, would you consider moving here? And I was just like, oh my God, I've never lived with anyone. Mm-hmm. Like obviously a guy in my life.
Yeah.
I was like, this would be a big step. Cause like I've traveled and you know, I've lived out of El Paso for a few months, but
To move.
That's because I'm so close to my family. Yeah. So I was like, well, I guess I'll never know if I don't try. You know, I mean, home is only 8 hours driving or an hour in flight. So I'm like, what do I have to lose?
Exactly.
And then that's how I came. And I was like, Austin seems like a great opportunity, which is crazy that I ended up here. I was reflecting a while back. And I came a long time ago. Austin wasn't that popular, underage. And I remember I was like, I want to live in the city. I want to live in the city. Somehow that got, you know, forgotten about. And it's somehow like funny how life works. So I was like, oh my God, like I used to say I wanted to live here. Just you never know how you'll end up here or how long, right?
Yeah. And so what do you currently do? What's your profession?
So I do a lot of, I do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm an artist. So I do acrylic painting. I do that. And then I own Balanced Peach with my mom.
Yes.
I'm co-founder. She's obviously the founder. So we have that community.
Mm-hmm.
Been still working on it, making it grow. And then physical train people.
Ooh, awesome.
That's been also a thing that has been very interesting to do. And then what else?
I would say you're an influencer.
Yeah. I don't want to say influencer, but I definitely feel like I've always done a little bit of everything. And I think it always was really hard for me to just have one title. Always like I don't want to be stuck to...
Yeah.
To one job.
I can relate to that so much because like people ask me what I do out here. And I literally, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what to say. Because, I work in the service industry right now, but I wouldn't say that's who I am. That's just kind of like my job.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I do podcasting. I do filmmaking. Like, I... There's just so many different things I can say.
Would you consider yourself, because I don't know if it happens to you, like when you say that, I used to feel very, sometimes it still happens too, where I'm just like, I get a little self-conscious of it.
Because
people are always so sure of like, like my boyfriend or friends, they like have a career. Like civil engineer, manager, this, that. And so like when people ask me, I kind of like always, and I hate, I'm trying to work on it, but you know, like, you know, like, how do I say where it just doesn't sound like all these little things. I don't have like this one thing, you know?
Yeah. I can relate to that so heavy, and I feel very self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to start working on what I'm going to say now. Cause I genuinely don't, I think the hardest part is because everything's still kind of, and everybody's always a work in progress, right? In their life. But I feel like for me, because I'm still in the early stages of a lot of these things, it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint exactly what I do. Because also, like, I don't know, podcast, like, you wouldn't think as people, like, making a living doing podcasting. And, like, it's just a whole different thing. It's a different idea.
I think what people don't realize, it takes work.
Yeah.
It takes dedication. It takes creativity. It takes just risk. I think that's the main one. Risk. And, you know, it's not everyone will do it because they want something stable. And I totally get that. Yeah. But then if.
Sometimes I envy that. I'm sure you kind of sometimes
do. I envy it because I'm like, damn, I always tell my mom, I'm like, oh, sometimes why couldn't, because she's a nurse. Yeah. She has that degree and stuff. But I'm like, sorry, mom. Like, I didn't get that. Yeah, I didn't get that. Like, I didn't like school. Mm-hmm. I really didn't like school. And looking back at it, I just liked more the social aspect of school, exactly. Not school itself.
But yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
And I going back to like, I sometimes think to myself like, all right, what if, because I know for me personally, I know I am like in the most humble way possible. I know I'm smart enough to do a lot of things like when it comes to a career wise, like I know I could probably get into a whole bunch of different things if I really applied myself. But I don't know. I always say it to like on the podcast and just to anybody who asks, like, I can't see myself doing anything else than what I'm doing right now, you know?
Agreed. But like, if you think about it, isn't that more fulfilling than being in something that you're miserable in? Because I feel like I've met a lot of people that they're just complaining.
For sure.
All the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And you're just kind of like, you know what? Sometimes it's not about having all the money in the world or the lifestyle so-and-so has. Like, sometimes it's a simple little life is, or whatever you like is for more fulfilling at least.
Yeah, exactly. And and also knowing that I feel like if you keep doing it, you're consistent. Like, I think with anything, it pays off.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like with what we're doing, it does take so much consistency to where it's not the easiest to keep going. But I feel like in anything in life, if you're consistent, you're going to get better and you're going to grow. So I don't think there's an exception for what we do, you know?
Most definitely.
So I feel like that's the best way to look at it. But there's hard times with it for sure.
It comes with everything. Yeah. It comes with everything. That's one thing I've learned. It definitely comes with everything. And I think your mindset and the way you look at it is, and just sticking to it, especially. And I mean, staying in your lane.
Yeah.
That is the main one, to be honest. Because, you know, if you don't stay in your lane, you start self-sabotaging, overthinking, and you're like, well, why doesn't my lane look like that?
Yeah.
And I think when you just focus and keep going, I think little by little things start falling into place.
I agree. I think. For sure. And so when you came out here, were you, because does your mom live out here now?
No.
Oh, she lives back home.
No, okay. All my family's back home.
Got you.
So it's just us.
Got you. Yeah. Well, obviously you had your partner come out here with you.
Yeah.
Was it still hard for you? Like, were you homesick?
Oh my God. Yeah. No. That like friends and family over there, like it was my bubble.
Yeah.
Like I got to really water it back home. Like if you ask my friends and my family, especially my mom, I'm like, we're like two peas in a pod. I'm one of three, my sister and then my little brother. But my little brother is in a senior in high school.
Really?
32. She's 27 or 28.
Yeah.
And then he's about to be 18. Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's crazy.
And they
crazy.
All live back home?
Yeah. Back home. But, yeah, like, I think what was a struggle for me was knowing my routine backwards and forwards. It's like, of course, I'm a daughter of a Mexican mom. Like, I'm used to like calling her 24/7 in a day, but I will also see her. I would always see her. So I think it was really hard. And my friends too. I mean, I was just so used to like, hey, what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah.
This, that. It was just a constant.
Yeah.
Like, I loved my little bubble. But then being out of my bubble was a very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. It had been a hot minute. So I was just like, oh my God, I got to find my own routine.
Mm-hmm. You got to fight. Yeah, you got to reestablish your life in a different place.
It's like, like, I just felt like, oh, it was Kachi's home.
Mm, yeah.
Now I'm like, who am I? Kachi's here in Austin. Like, who are my friends? Like, who's on the same level as me, like, as home? Like, you know, because I was like, who am I going to relate to? So it was that. It was, my boyfriend was used to it because he's used to moving around and his family's on the other side of the planet. So I'm like, well, that's nice. Like, there were times that I'm just like, I just want like a wine night with one of my friends like just to go to my mom's house to eat like comfort food or.
For sure.
But slowly but surely, you just have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You have no choice. And then I think slowly things again start falling into place. And it's also finding, how do I explain this? Like people that are in the same season in your life. It was hard because, like, well, me and my partner now. So it's like we're used to hanging out with, like, single, someone that had partners. It's been a process to, like, find people that are kind of at the same season as us. Because, like, our intention to go out isn't the same it was when we were.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin's, like, all about that. It's such a young city. And I love that. Don't get me wrong. It keeps you young. But, you know, sometimes you just want a nice cocktail to sit down. Yeah. You don't want bunches and you know, but you know, you just slowly start finding those people. They fall into place and it's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a process, to be honest.
Yeah. And what were you doing back home in El Paso? Like same things?
Same things. I was a manager for, it was called Aruba Sunspa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Very close with my boss, who's like my work husband. And then I did that. I did Balance Peach.
Got you.
The painting. And yeah, I mean, I was just doing that. And then just had like my own little world over there.
And Balance Peach. So kind of give a rundown to like the audience of what Balance Peach is, you know?
Okay, so Balance Peach, do you want me to start like how it started?
Yes, and then, for like, sure. Yeah, like origin story, you know?
So me and my mom, so my mom's always been like into fitness.
Yeah.
I mean, she is.
By the way, I've seen your mom. She looks very young. Like,
yeah, so she's 51 right now.
Oh my gosh, she looks amazing for 50.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, she's a, a force of nature. Like she keeps the level pretty high as far as working out, being a mom of three. You're just like, you look better than some of, no offense to some of my friends. Like, it's just how, right? And so I remember for the longest time, I was like, you know what? Like you should, I was thinking more towards for her because, you know, I was like, you should start your like fitness page. Like I see all these other people doing it. I'm like, you have all the potential, your mom, like, teaching everyone would be awesome. Like, you can make money. Just me, just throwing her out there.
Yeah.
And because I grew up with her. I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if you're too young to remember this. Do you remember, was it Turbo? Not Turbo. The little exercise, cassettes. Like DVD? It was Turbo. It was this guy that would do little exercise, like, kickboxing, like, HIIT like workouts. Kinda.
Okay.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like Taibo. Sorry, it was called Taibo.
Oh. Okay.
Taibo. Yeah, yeah. And my mom would literally be in the living room just doing her little exercises. So I was like, dude, you could do literally what he did, but like now modernize it and do with booty bands and stuff.
So booty bands were like already a thing?
They were starting. So she like branding it and like figuring it out. First we like, you'll be the main person. And I just helped her with social media because she wasn't like very tech savvy or like promoting. So I was like, oh, I could help you with that. And then it was crazy. I'll never forget our first class. We just were promoting it between me and her, like in our page. And it was at Elite Kickboxing because she goes there too.
Yeah.
She kicks boxing. That dude, Carlos.
Carlos, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, like, we would go there for the classes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, just use it for, like, the class. We were, like, six chicharros. Just, like, maybe 10. Maybe I'm, like, exaggerating it. Yeah. But, you know, class was good, but it was just kind of, like, a feel for the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we're like, okay, where else are we gonna have class if we can't just always have it here? So we started doing like public parks, and I mean there were times that like it started kind of growing, but then with the weather, I mean, yeah, I was like, hey mom, yeah, El Paso weather was bipolar.
Exactly.
So I was like, oh my god, I was like, are we still gonna have class? And I was like, if we're not consistent, like we're not gonna get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that. So I was just like, and I mean, there were times like I would go out on Saturday and I was a little hungover and I'm like, oh, I have to go too. Like, yeah, I'm committed. Yeah. And yeah, like whether 10 would show up, 6, 5, 20, like we were there on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then from there, my mom owns a storage unit and a shopping center on Loma Land. And she's like, hey, like, what do you think if, like, I take out some of the storage units and we start building, like, our own little place? So I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Because then now we just will actually have a location.
Yeah.
So she takes one raw. It was, like, just pure cement, like, cold. I mean, we went summer, super hot.
Yeah.
Winter, freezing. Yeah. So, like, you had no choice but to move. And so you're just like, all right, taking the class. Like, I'm out of here. Like, whatever. And then we started, like, painting it. She's like, you know what? We're getting more people because that little space started, thankfully, getting full. So we're like, well, we got to make it bigger. Good sign, thankfully. Yeah. So then she made it bigger. And little by little, it just developed into a community where my mom really wanted to make that class accessible to any woman of any background, of any level.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you just don't know what anyone's going through, and like that class could change your way of thinking of how you go about fitness. Yeah. You could, you know, find like-minded women that could relate to you. I mean, it's just a community that my mom wished she had, so she's creating it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And so that's how Balanced Peach became. And so that's how we've been doing it. So she's been adding more classes to it and added the trampoline.
Yeah, class. I was going to say, when did the trampoline like come into effect?
I think like a year later, I want to say. Gotcha. She's just like, she's just like nonstop. She's like a hamster wheel. So she's just like, hey, like I really want to do like a trampoline class, which is like really good. And I was like, what is that? Like, what do you mean a trampoline class? And then I was like, yeah, I mean, I support it. Yeah. I mean, I think you would know best. You're a nurse and all the benefits. And I'm just here for the ride. Because when we first started to the classes, like, I was just a hype man. I wouldn't, the girls were just like me more at yelling at them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even take the class. Like, it was just more like, I'm just yelling at you.
You're
like, just making fun of them. Yeah, and like anyone that's late, I was like, no, pues ahí cuando quiera. You know, like just like that atmosphere of like, we don't take ourselves too seriously. Cause I get that women feel like it could be intimidating.
For
cause
sure.
You're just like, oh my God, like that's a lot of women in one room to be exercising. So yeah. And then, so we will be adding, I don't want to say it, but we will be adding another type of different class.
Ooh,
so
okay.
We'll see.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Do you know of anything like similar of that, what you guys do like here in Austin?
I have seen some, more like Pilates.
I think
I've seen someone was like, oh my God, like, because Pilates is very big in Austin.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Some girls have been like, why don't you do it in Austin?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever done like a pop-up workout here or anything?
No, that's the thing. Should consider it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry if you see me look this way. It's because I just make sure it's recording
okay.
and like just everything.
Like...
Yeah. Sorry. I don't want you to think I'm like,
I don't know if I need to look at the camera.
No. Okay. It's because I've had times where like, and it's not even a problem because it is recording, but in the past, I forgot to hit record on the podcast.
Oh my God,
and it's just.
Like, I've been talking for you.
Yeah. So like, it's just a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Yeah. So, it's been really interesting to see what's like the main thing here in Austin. Mm-hmm. But I've seen more Pilates and yoga and running have been like the main ones. Like,
I see so many people running all the time. Yeah,
it's just, but which is great, right? Because it's a very active city. And I think that was also like a, I remember when I used to run, when run clubs weren't even a thing, I remember I used to run like on Mesa Street back home in El Paso. And my mom was like, dude, be careful. Cause like, El Paso is not pedestrian friendly.
At all.
Oh my God. Like they're, they're like mad that you're running.
For sure.
Like, why are you running? Why? Like, you're in our way. Like, why? Or more mad that they're not running.
Yeah.
And you are. Yeah. And you're just like, you're like, all right, sorry. I want to like go out for a run. And here, everyone, all ages, you'll see all ages like running.
I love it.
And it's awesome. You're like, so that's cool.
Yeah, like, El Paso is the least like walkable slash like you said like pedestrian friendly city.
Oh my, I mean, so bad. I feel like we definitely need to get better at that. But yeah, no, it's great to see how many run clubs too they have here. Yeah. Like it's you have any flavor here. Like it's just
one for every hour of every day of
the week. Yes. Like it's okay. If you missed one at 6 a.m., they got one at 8 a.m. If you missed the one in the afternoon, they got another one. Yeah. So
yeah, it's crazy how trends are just a very interesting thing to me. You know, like it's crazy what pops off that you would have never thought that would have.
I agree. Yeah. It's insane what trends at times, but then you're like, I wonder how long it's gonna stick, and then what else is gonna be the new trend?
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I think that's another interesting
thing. For sure. And are trampoline classes here?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so.
No.
And I think I even can admit myself when my mom told me it was like, I'm like, mom, that sounds crazy, like ridiculous. Like, you know, when they make fun of the ones like the one that has the cords like flying in the air. But I was just like, well, she did give me the receipts of like, no, well, this is like what it benefits. It's not just like, oh, I'm bouncing on a trampoline. I mean, you could, but it's just like not as hard on your joints. And I know it could look a little ridiculous, but at the end of the day, my mom's like, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, everyone's flavor, and that is okay. And I think not like understanding that is very important. Well, I thought it was very important because I was like, man, like you're right. Like, because sometimes you get stuck in like, I want to be cool. Like, I want to be part of the trend, you know? And, you know, sometimes you get like butthurt and you're like, what do I do? But it's like, well, no, like you're just not everyone's cup of tea. And like, that's okay. Like, that is more than okay. Like, for the right people will fall in.
So. Yeah, I agree. And it's crazy because if you look at things that ended up like exploding or doing well, like what we're doing right now, like years back, people would have seen the same thing and been like, oh, that's ridiculous. Like what is this, you know?
Yeah,
or like, even even running, like everybody's always ran, but I don't think wasn't like a mainstream thing. It wasn't a cool thing to run.
It wasn't. No. I'm telling you, I used to run and I was like, and I kid you not, I was telling my mom, I used to run and I was like, you know, and I it's crazy, used to. I don't like it as much now as I used to. But it's just like, it wasn't cool. Like, it wasn't like, hey, do you want to go on a 6 o'clock run? Yeah. Like, no. But if you think about it, I feel like there's, I don't want to diss on it. I think it's great because it gets you out.
Yeah.
You're exercising. But it's also like the new, new dating scene.
For sure, yeah.
I'm just like, when I went to the one that I went to, I'm in the mindset of like, well, we're going to go run and then, you know, just grab a coffee after. And it was my first experience. And I was just like, whoa, like,
this is that how it is?
I think it is. Yeah, I mean, and this is just one run.
No, because I've heard that also. But like, for example, Run For It, like I didn't get that vibe. So I don't know if out here it's more so like, oh, people are just going out.
The
to
one I did with them, which was them Run For It with, I know it was just Run For It.
Yeah.
And then it's local vendors and stuff, but I hadn't gone to any, so I hadn't gone to Run For It's back home either. So aside from one, but it was a different vibe. So I was just like, oh, maybe this is a new way of like people meeting. Yeah. And I'm not dissing. I think, well, this is a new way. It's healthier than, you know, being drunk at a club.
For sure,
can't
yeah.
hear you listen or talk or anything. But it's just interesting. Just, I'm telling you, just, so I think it's different ways of like connecting.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I agree. And yeah, that goes back to people think it's weird at first until it becomes like, I don't know. I don't like the word cool, but in a sense, it's like everything at some point was not cool, and then people made it cool, and then it becomes a trend. You know?
But you're like, why?
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you're like, you know, yeah. That's what's interesting to me.
Because like I'm telling you, the trampoline classes, like, maybe I'm wrong, or maybe like, I mean, obviously it's a thing now, but I could very well seeing that be like, oh shit, like. Everybody's doing this now, like the new Pilates, you know?
Yeah, you can use it. They use it sometimes with the Pilates ball, like, and things like that. I just think people are weird, man.
Yeah,
I think it's more of a people thing, and it's just like I'm telling you, that's why I think my mom always has to remind me, like, hey, like, it is okay. Like, we're not here to be the trend for everyone, because trends come and go. We're here to literally stay.
Yeah.
And be the trend forever ongoing, hopefully.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I ain't waiting on. Like, yeah. I just, like, I'm like, okay.
For sure.
No, it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. And sometimes I think we get so stuck in it. Like, because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're like, oh, man, like, that's pretty cool. Like, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's the hard part. But you say, like things come and go, like, trends come and go. I think that's the most important thing, like, most important lesson is that I think that's why it's so important to stick to what you love and what your passion is and like why you're doing what you're doing and like have a pure intention for it.
Agree.
Because I feel like, yeah, like you might certain trends might be in and you might capitalize off of it. But at the same time, once that goes, it's like, all right, what are you going to do now? You know?
And I think one that maybe you could agree with too, I think being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I think people can see right away, hopefully, like when something's not being when you're not being genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a big thing for me. Like, it's like, do you mean well? Like, do you actually believe in it? And I think that's the main thing when it comes to doing things.
For sure. You can sense it. Even if there's no video involved, if you just hear us talking, like you can just feel and hear. All right, no, this is a real conversation. These people are being genuine. They're open. Like, you definitely, we all have that feeling inside, you know?
Like, I don't want to be telling you what you want to hear because then there would be no point of this podcast, you know? And I think it's just so easy to get stuck on, you know, saying anything to be on social media and say the right thing.
For sure,
And it's just like, no, that's... Yeah. So you really have to stick to being genuine, especially to yourself, because then why are you doing it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a hard line to follow because, like, especially with content, not just podcasts, but content in general, there's things that are always trending and popping. And it's hard not to look at that and be like, oh, shit, like, maybe I should do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, that's not even me. Like, it doesn't feel like it's coming from myself. And so at the end of the day, why would I do that if the whole point is creativity and the whole point is doing something unique and genuine to myself? Why am I going to like hop on this trend? But yeah, it's working. But at the same time, that's what I struggle with all the time. Agreed. You know?
Like you could hop on a trend, but like give it your spin to it. Or because no, that's another thing I was thinking today. I'm like, well, like I get scared for young generations to come because I'm like, man, like we didn't grow up with Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can't even imagine as a man and woman that you're just like looking at these people on Instagram and you get in your, I mean, I don't know if it's happened to you, but I can admit that I've gotten in my head where I'm just like, man, like I really want to look like that. Like, and I just start spiraling and I'm like, whoa, gotta.
For sure.
Gotta chill out on that mindset because that's not healthy. So I'm just like, oh my God, like I can't even imagine for the kids doing their trends, like the dances and stuff. I'm like, oh, you will not catch me doing no little TikTok dance. Like I have no idea.
Yeah. It's for our, I think I came in, came up at a time where I was like 14, 15 maybe when it really started like popping off. So I would say it was definitely during like my formidable years.
Wait, so you didn't have MySpace?
No. Okay. So I would consider MySpace a big thing. But no, not even my brother and sister are like your generation. Okay. So I understand it. Yeah. At the same time, you had to go out of your way to log into MySpace. It wasn't readily available to you.
Yeah, like it wasn't like a constant thing, but exactly. It was like, who's your top nine mm-hmm. friends? Yeah. What song is on your, you know, your profile picture was like, oof, yeah. Oof, that was a thing back yeah. in the day. But like now it's just, I don't know, like that easy access of yeah. like letting people know exactly what you're doing. And it's crazy because like, I don't know what's happening to you, like even meeting people, like you don't even ask for phone numbers anymore. You're like, hey, what's your Instagram? And you're like, yeah, that's yeah. wild to me, because then I guess that's a way of staying connected, because for you're sure. like, well, how do people know what are you doing with your life? Yeah. Unless they like genuinely text you and they're for like, sure. hey, like, how's life been?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, in that way, because I'm victim of that, not victim, because I don't think it's a bad thing, but no. I do that too. I'm always asking for Instagrams because it just gives you a better idea, insight into that person's life.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you can kind of just see what they're doing. And like, it's not, I think it's a cool thing. However, I feel like a number is still a lot more personal. And some people, like, I don't know, if I ask for a number.
I think a number comes after, like on Instagram, like you're yeah, messaging. Hey, send me your and number. Then you're like, hey, okay. Yeah, like, I think we're good. We're in the clear. Like, you could text me now.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, like, let's just say, like, I meet a girl, you know, and like, I asked for a number and she gives it to me. That's like, in a way, that I feel like that's a good thing. It's just more personal, of course, you know.
No, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the world we live in mm-hmm. right now.
It's hard because we're as opposed to we were saying, like MySpace, like you have to go out of your way. Now it's like we're literally integrated with social media. Like that's a part of who we are. Like our devices itself is like, it's an extension of us now.
It is.
It might as well be a part of our body because it literally doesn't leave our body. Yeah. You know? And I'm curious to see how that's going to affect us long term. But I will say, like, there's definitely a lot of benefits as opposed, of course, drawbacks as well. But like, for example, like one of the benefits, when I came out here, I literally posted like, hey, like just moved to Austin. If you guys know anybody I can connect with out here, like, let me know.
Yeah.
And so many people were like, yo, hit this person up, this person, just telling me what they do. And I've met so many of them, those people already. And like, that's an amazing thing. Cause before you, I would have like, just been
like,
out here.
Go to the bar, sit yeah, there by yourself exactly. and then just like creep people mm-hmm. cause you're just like there by yourself. Yeah. And like, all right. Like,
exactly.
Interesting.
So that's one thing that there's a lot, definitely a lot of benefits, but yeah, like the comparison thing, I find myself doing that all the time. And I think you can build a better relationship with that. Like, for example, and it wasn't even on social media, but I see, like, I came out here and we were just talking how everybody's so fit here. And you see everybody running and gymming. Like, that's just a part of everybody's life here.
Yeah.
And but it was good because as opposed to being like, oh, like, I'm not like that person, like, I was more so like, all right, I got to step it up because, like, yeah, they look really good. I want to look good like yeah. that, you know?
It's all these good, dudes have abs. It's a good influence, though. Yeah. It's a good influence. It's towards your health. It's not a bad one. It'd for be different sure. if, you know, you don't see anyone out there and, like, you're constantly going into things that don't benefit your yeah. health, right? So, at least, yeah, they do. Austin does make you step it up.
For sure.
Because summer comes and yeah. they show off, man.
I'm like, damn, like, everybody got abs out here.
Everyone.
Everybody's cool like, with being shirtless. Like, oh, yeah. it's nothing.
Oh, yeah. And all ages.
Yeah.
All, like, I mean, young ones, older ones, you're just like, even those 60, 70-year-olds yeah. are with abs and muscles. And you're like, and the women, too. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's a good
for sure
habit and something good to see, because you're like, oh, it's refreshing, like mm-hmm. they want to be healthy and fit and
yeah.
you know, have a good hopefully routine in their life
for sure. And then the like another thing you can kind of get caught up in not comparing yourself, thankfully. Like I've had, I don't know what it is, maybe just because it's so new to me, but I have had such a good mentality with it since mm-hmm. I've been here. Like when it comes to the bodies, the fitness, but also the money out here.
Oh, it's insane.
Where it's like, it's holy shit, like there's so much money. Like I work downtown at a really fancy restaurant. Like the cars I see, how people are dressed. I'm like, yo, this is motivating me.
You work in front of the Stanton House.
The Stanton House. Is that like where Proper is?
Sorry,
is
not Stanton House, the Proper. Yes. Proper, proper okay. Austin Hotel.
Yes.
Proper Austin.
And that's, is that like a very, yes. That's like a very oh my God, spot. But,
yeah, no. So yeah, a lot of fancy people yeah. stay there. And you're like seeing the cars and when they go in and you're like, damn.
Insane.
You're like, wow. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a I'm at the Torchy's Taco. You're like, oh my
I
God.
I love Torchy's.
I love Torchy's. It's so good.
Yeah. No, like it's so motivating because I'm like, all right. That's possible out here, you know. It's
definitely,
and not to say there's not people with money out in El Paso, but just the amount of people out here, it seems like everybody does, and that can be overwhelming. But at the same time, it's
overwhelming.
Like,
yeah. But that's another thing I've learned. It's been very refreshing mm-hmm. to not be told like, "Oh no, can you give it to me cheaper?" Like, yeah. can you give me a like yeah. here? I feel like it's very easy to tell them a rate, and they're like, "Okay."
Yeah,
it's not questioned, wow. And I'm like, wow, it's so nice not having to fight for your value, wow, for your okay, service. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, because I used to be a makeup artist mm-hmm. back home. I do it now for fun. Like if someone asks me, like I do it. But oh man, I had to fight tooth and nail. Mm-hmm. Or even with my art, yeah. sometimes back home it's like no, like, and I struggled with that, like. Putting worth on your work, like mm-hmm. I would be very flexible, and I'm like, you know what, it gets to the point you get so tired that you're like, no more. Yeah. I don't care how long, or if I can't eat a meal today, like I'm gonna wait till the right yeah. people give me my worth and value mm-hmm. for what I'm asking.
Yeah.
And here they give it, I feel like here in Austin they yeah. at least they will give it to you.
That's amazing. That's yeah. a good mentality, because yeah. yeah, back home, like, same thing. I guess because there's so much family and friends, it's like, because I would do, and I still do, like, I still do video work and everything like that. But it's like, even if they don't expect a discount, it's like sometimes I feel obligated to, just because that's, I know them, you know?
Well, that's, yeah. And that's, I think that's because you want to, though.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not even that I want to. I know. It's just like, how am I going to be perceived if, like, I let's just say I say my rate.
Yeah.
And there's so many times I said my rate and it's like, oh, that's outrageous. I'm like, dude.
Where you're like
you would have paid this much for a pair of shoes. Like, why can't we not? It's you're getting a creative work that
let me tell
hours.
You something. Stop going to Starbucks and you'll be able to yeah. pay me. How about that? Stop paying for your little $8 cafecitos. Facts. And I promise you, you will be able to pay me. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, sometimes it's like, well, that's too high. It's like, well, then I guess I'm not for you. I guess I'm not for you, because yeah. that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think being able to say that's okay.
I love that, for sure. Yeah. I need to be more, because I can be like a people pleaser sometimes.
I'm such a people. Yeah. But see, you will learn with time until the point you're like, ya no quiero. Like, that's enough. Like, I've reached my limit, because then if you don't give it to you don't give yourself your own worth, and I learned it the hard way. I really can say that. Mm-hmm. Then who's gonna give it to you? Yeah. Who's like, you know what I mean? So it's just yeah. like, oh my God, like there has to be a point where you realize it.
For sure.
And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Little by little, the right people will start finding you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, what is this worth? And you're like, this. Okay.
All right. Like, oh, run it.
You're like, yes, thank you. Yes, yeah. Let's go.
That's so badass. Yeah, and another thing is, out here, it's, and I hope it doesn't come across like it's, I don't want to be like, yeah, this place is so much fucking better than like Austin or El Paso. Like, I'm trying like, to give like a perspective on how different
it is. I think I know
is.
What you're saying, because I remember coming here, someone was like, oh, you think Austin is better than El Paso? And I'm like, dude, it's not that deep. El Paso yeah. will always be El Paso, and Austin yeah. will be Austin. Like,
exactly.
It's not that it's better, it's just different.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not that you're dissing on El Paso. It's like, no, dude. El Paso, it's its own little category.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't, yeah.
like, let's not even put them in the same
category. We're not comparing
category.
Them,
no,
I'm just saying.
Not comparing.
Yeah. It's just like out
it's
here.
It's a different vibe.
For sure. And when I tell people, like, what I'm doing out here, podcasts, like, I want to grow this. I'm really just looking to network and yeah, grow my brand. And out here, it's like, I would have thought that I came out here and someone would have told me like, oh, like everybody's doing that shit, bro. Like,
yeah,
good luck type thing. But no, it's like, hey, you came into the right place, dude. Like, good. Like, you're in the right spot, and like, how can I help you? Type thing. It's
that's good,
and that's a really good feeling, you know.
Positive yeah. impact and like support
for sure.
Because like, it's not easy to yeah. just start in a new city, and yeah. you're like, all right, well, here I am.
Yeah,
you're like, so who do I go to?
Mm-hmm.
And at least access to many things in yeah. the city.
Do you feel that yourself? Like, people are more open to like. Just what you do and creativity and just like everything like that.
I think so. Yeah. It's been like a learning process just because I guess it's been having to connect with people. I can say this is going to be weird, but I'm not as outgoing here as I was in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because it's just like being... now living not at home and having yeah. like, you know, people like needing me all the time. Yeah. It's just, I really value alone time. So like mm-hmm. now I don't, because it takes time to be social, right?
For sure.
So that
and energy.
And yeah. energy. And I've always been, I'm a ride and die type of person. Mm-hmm. Like you could ask my friends, like I'm always going to be like that. Like you meet me, ride and die. And I used to always like you said, you're people's pleaser. So I'm not saying I'm not still, I am, but I think it's come with like learning and being like, oh man, I don't think I want to go out as much mm-hmm. too, because you have to spend time to For meet sure. people and meet groups. And
yeah.
I think it's been interesting to be like, oh, like, I don't want to go out today because mm-hmm. then I'm not saying I cannot go out and like meet people without like drinking and stuff, yeah. but it's just the effort. But it's such a social city that it's mm-hmm. like, well, you know, I've networked, I've done my fair share, I feel, and like somehow someone knows someone and they've reached out to me like, and they want a painting or this or makeup and little like things like that. But I think I've just been more like selective yeah. with like how social I want to be and
for sure
who I spend time with over yeah, here. So I think I'm in a different season yeah. than you, which is, I think that's what I was telling you, that I think it's a great city for you to like just, oh my God, just go all out.
Yeah.
Like,
just, 'cause we literally talked about this like maybe 2 months ago. So yeah. it's crazy that it's yeah, actually here. Yeah, so it's
just
here.
Crazy yeah. that you're here. And I'm just like, no, like if I was looking at you now, I was like, yeah. I would literally be like, do it. Because if I were you, I would do it. Mm-hmm. If I were in your spot, I'd be like, what? You have nothing to lose. Home is not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah, we've been together 4 years.
4 years, okay.
4 years. So.
Yeah, and you're just in a completely different place of life than
I am. And it's been such a learning experience, to be honest, because I look back at like where you are now and I'm just like, oh my God, like. I used to do so. I just wanted to be out in the streets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to be social. I just wanted to be with my friends. I've always been a social butterfly. And, like, mm-hmm. I just loved connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, now it's just, I think coming here, it's been a different experience. And being with a partner, because it's like, well, you're not out till 2 a.m. anymore. Now you just want to be in bed by 9 and wake up on time in the morning yeah. to do your routine. And
for sure.
Just, you know, yeah. but
I love that too, though. Like, yeah. I'm out here sometimes. Like, I've only been out here for 3 weeks, but I've already this week, I was like, yo, I need to chill out a little bit because it's been I need to get back on my routine.
I was going to tell you, it ends up adding up
for sure
without noticing. And then you're like, oh my God. Yeah. You're like, because we did it when we first moved here in Austin. You know, we were on a high because we had never lived with each other. And you're just like, I want to do everything. Mm-hmm. You want to do everything and anything like that the city's doing and you, whatever. And then next thing you know, you're like, dude, mm-hmm. I need chill time. Like, because, oh man, you will never keep up with the city. For There's sure. always something new opening.
Always.
Always. So always something going on. And then it's great area because you could do like little getaways. Mm-hmm. Like there's a place called, you could go to Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
Drive out there, come back. You could go to this place I recommend. It's Wimberley. So yeah, you get Dallas. You could do cool little road trips from here too. So you're just like,
yeah, and then I think the time I moved to is like South by Southwest, which is oh my god, insane.
I've avoided the downtown area, but I have friends that are in it. But yes, it's crazy, and it's a great a great event, I feel. Like, if you're super into it and you're like, dude, I want to, I think it's a great event, but it lasts 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
But yeah.
How do you feel about your experience of like being Latina out here? Like, do you feel like that has impacted like just like maybe your career, even like you meeting people, your personal life, or you feeling how you fit in? Like, how has that, like...
You're going to laugh, but the first thing one of my boyfriend's friends told me coming here, and I was joking about it. He was like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to end up like dyeing my hair blonde because there's so many blonde chicks over here. And I was just like, and he's like, please don't do that. Yeah. I was obviously kidding, but I was just like, oh my God, I've never seen so many güeras in my life. Yeah. Like, it's just so many. But I feel like slowly but surely I've seen that there's a good, like, also Mexican culture over here. I just haven't found my tight niche. But, like, I do have a lot of friends from El Paso in high school that I've hung out with and I've connected with. And, I mean, not hang out with them all the time, but sometimes I'm just, like, it's so refreshing to, like, hang out with them sometimes. Because, like, that, I can't explain it. Maybe it's where I go, but usually the places I've gone that are trending, like, the vibe is just not the same as El Paso, and I don't want to compare it, because, like, I feel like in El Paso, at least, like, we're very good at, like, just vibing, and, like, obviously, like, Mexas, like, we're just, like, constantly laughing or making friends, and, like, I feel like, I can't explain it, just the vibe is different. I don't use my Spanish as much, obviously, because not everyone that we hang out with, mostly, especially my partner, like, I do sometimes miss, like, kicking in and, like, saying things in Spanish, like, all the time, but I think it's been beneficial, too, because, like, I talk Spanish, and, like, there's people that are, like, oh, my God, or, like, bilingual, so I've gotten to meet different people. Other than that, like, I don't think it's a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's a big city. And, you know, I think we're all out here. I'm telling you, all the El Paso people are so out here. I was telling Diego, like, we're cucarachas. I'm telling you, we're everywhere. We're like unstoppable.
Yeah.
Somehow someone knows someone. They're like, oh, you're from El Paso. So am I. And you're like, oh my God.
So sick. Yeah. I love it. And, so how do you feel, like your mental health has been recently?
My mental
health. On a scale of like 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I feel like 10 being bad.
10 being the best.
Oh, and 10 then, being the
and
best.
And zero being
zero. Okay, my mental health is probably like at a 8.
Okay, that's good.
But it's taken a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot of work.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy, I'm telling you. But... My mental health, I think the approach I've had is way different than I think what people are doing about it nowadays.
Yeah.
Like having a therapist.
Yeah.
I did not have a therapist growing up. So I've done more personal work instead. Yeah, yeah. And like could have benefited probably from one prior. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I think it's taken a lot of work. My mental health, thankfully, is in a good place.
Yeah. And when you look at like that 8, what you think is preventing you from being at that 10?
I think life. Yeah. I think I don't think we'll ever be able, I don't know. Me personally, I don't think you could be at a 10, but it's not going to be forever.
Gotcha.
Like, I think a 10.
So you've hit 10s, but it's not like
I've
sustainable.
I've hit 10s, but you're just so content and you're like, damn, like life is really good. Like, I feel content with my life, but I think it's very hard to stay at a 10 because God has a very interesting way of throwing you life challenges just when you think like, oh, you thought life was good, well, here's this. How are you gonna handle it? Well, here's that. And you're just like, oh my God, like I think it's hard to hold on to a 10, me personally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was just curious because it's a, I agree. I don't think you're obvious. And like I was telling you earlier, I'm just the type of person where when things are going good, I'm like always like, all right, when is it going to
take that turn? Oh, are you always waiting? No. Okay.
And it's not always, but it's because it's just the experiences I've had where I've struggled at times, you know, and so when things are going good, it feels amazing. And I was talking to my sister and she made a really good point. She was like, dude, like, so, and when you're in those moments where you really are enjoying your life and you're in a good place, like, all you can do is be so thankful and feel so blessed.
Yeah. If you think about it, she's right. She has all the right in that, because not many people, I was talking to my partner about this, not many people get to feel that, those moments. Some other people have such different lives to us that we don't realize how great life is, how blessed we are. And you're just like, man, like, you're just so happy to be, like, at least a little piece content or, like, okay with yourself, I think. Because, yeah, just, you don't know. You don't know where life's going to take you, what challenge or what's going to happen. Yeah. So, but, yeah, what's your mental health? What number are you
at? What number? If I had to quantify it, it would probably be... Eight is a pretty good number for me too. I'm like in the most, how do I say it? I'm very stressed out, but in a good way. Cause I know what I'm doing is like, it's supposed to be stressful, you know?
Okay.
Because like financially it's obviously different, you know, I'm not living at home anymore. Paying rent, I'm paying other things. And that part is probably the hardest thing. When it comes to that and just like the new job and just making sure everything's good with that. But other than that, I can say like I'm in such a good place. I feel very fulfilled. Like my personal life is very good. The people that I'm surrounded with right now, like I just feel are the right people. And it feels really good. So I think an eight would be solid.
That's great.
But we'll see.
We hope it stays at an 8.
For sure. Yeah.
I think with the right mindset, like you hope it stays at an 8.
Yeah.
It's also how you handle the curveballs, because
for sure,
man, like it will happen.
Yeah. And hopefully like it will motivate people right now, because it's I don't want, like, if when I paint it like this, it might seem like super cliche, but I've hit the tens when I'm like driving to, because I work downtown Austin, and I'm only like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So when I drive and I'm making that drive into downtown, it's like one of the best feelings, because it's so beautiful.
Because you're
like,
here.
Yes.
And you're grateful that you made it. And you're like, I get to be here and go to a job. I have a job.
Yeah.
And when you start filling your cup like that, you're like, man, like, life is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is really good.
For sure.
So that's why you're so happy.
See all the people running. Yeah. See all these beautiful girls around me. I'm like, hey, come on now.
You're like, all right. You're like, good. Life's pretty good. Life's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's good, man. But so when you kind of look more into it, what was kind of, when you think back to just like your life and the ebbs and flows of your life, what's like an event or maybe something that has like has influenced the person you are today? When you think about it, it can be a specific moment where you're like, your mentality changed on something, or something you always think about when you think about, all right, like this was such a monumental point in my life and it heavily influenced.
Like a negative to a positive?
It can be negative. Yeah, I would say negative. Something that was at the time was like, oh, it was a wake-up call, it could be, but it was like, all right, yeah, what can you say to that?
I think I've had two wake-up calls.
Yeah.
So my dad's never been in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always so I guess one of them would have to be my unpresent dad. So my mom, she's been a single mom. My parents divorced while I was in high school. And looking back, I think that was really hard. Like, I think being with my friends, that's why I was always wanted to be with my friends. Like, I never wanted to be home. Like, but the thing is, with that happening, like, he then was not in the picture, didn't want to be a dad. So That was hard. Me thinking it wasn't hard, then being in, I did some college. My mom was in nursing school trying to get her degree. My little brother and my sister were still in school, so it was me being a mom while mom was in school. So I think that was like a big one. And then it just like, but the thing is, then I started going out a lot. And then the going out came with drinking a lot and me not dealing with my emotions. Like it was just like, and like my mom is so different now, but back in the day, like seeing her, she's just like, I think she was just so stuck on having it together for us that like she would always just, like, I never got to be like this is how I feel. Like we never got asked. Like it was just more like we got to keep going because life keeps going. And it was just like, okay, like if she, I'm not even gonna ask. So, so you're just, I was just stuck on, I think, bottling things up. And then the going out went from not understanding what I was feeling to being in two situations. And don't get me wrong, I met so many people, so many incredible people that like have that now I see them and I'm like, oh my God, back in the day. But I think I was just so stuck on not understanding what I was going through. So I developed like an unhealthy habit with alcohol and like socializing and, and your typical daddy issues, which I thought I didn't. And so yeah, that was one of them that I think had was forming
For
and
sure.
it wasn't understanding. My mom's like, it's all mental. It's all mental. And you're just like, okay, like how? Okay, it's all mental, but like, what does that mean? What does that
For sure.
mean? And you're just like, well, and so yeah, like it was interesting because like looking back, like I didn't realize like how much that really forced me to like be where I'm at now, where I'm like finally I'm like okay, but like back then I'm like, damn, you really didn't love yourself. Like clearly, like you needed help. You were too stuck on thinking like I can't talk about it because I really didn't. My friends knew, but like it just wasn't like talked about. I can't explain it. It's not something like now they're like, oh, go to your therapist. It's just more like, yeah, like she doesn't have a dad. Like, yeah, my dad is. And so then that followed. And then it started getting better. And then sadly, like one of my really good friends from high school passed away. Still don't know how he passed away, but like that to me was like just a, I can't explain it. It was just like a wake up call in my face, kind of like, dude, if you get into a position with alcohol at this point, with like your, because I never knew grief like that. Like losing someone at my age, like I was just like, wish I don't wish upon anyone, because like grief is comes in these crazy waves. Like I knew grief.
How old were you when he
I
passed?
think I was, oh my God, I was like 25, 26, I believe. It was a while ago. And I was like young, like I think even 24, like I can't remember. Been a while ago, and like I was just like, damn, like I can't believe, like you always think of someone around you like living forever, like you never have the idea of like things could happen. And I just remember being like, well, if I do not like put my mind to something to like keep me like on point, like I'm just gonna lose it and I'm gonna end up doing everything I was doing and just not have a good life. Like I just like I was tired. Like I was tired of feeling like that. And then that's how I was just like, so then yeah, no, I think I took a hold of myself. I was like, I was tired of feeling like unhappy. Like I was just, even though I felt like I was a happy person, like the outside was like, ah, like social happy catchies. Like deep down I was like, dude, like
Struggling.
the struggling. I was like, I these like who do I talk to about these things? Like how, like my mom, of course, but like I'm telling you, like you're just like, yeah, but like you don't have that someone
For
to tell
sure.
you this is why you feel this. This is how you should go through this.
And so at that time, so just like backtracking a little bit, so they split up in high school. How old are you at the time?
I was 18.
18. Okay,
Sorry,
so
17. I was a junior.
17, yeah.
But I mean, there have been prior to where just like, I'm not gonna get into details, right? But
But they're
just
fighting and they're
like, it's
like, you're,
just
are you seeing all of it?
unhealthy. Yeah, I'm seeing all of it. And like, I'm going to an all girls school. So, like, Catholic all girls school where their parents get dropped off by both parents. And you're just like, you know, like you don't show it, but you're yeah. like low key. There's a part of you that's like, my mom was like the best. She was just yeah. present in all my sports, always taking me everywhere, 24/7. But it's like these little things that you're just like, but why? Like, why? I think that's what was the main thing that like was my thing. I kept asking myself why.
Yeah.
Why me? Was I not a good enough daughter? Was I not a good enough, you know what I mean? So like you just, it was always the why. Why is this happening to me? What am I supposed to be learning from this? Like, how do I deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I got to see it until mm-hmm. then that and.
Yeah. And so when they split up, like you, he just was no longer like present after that, or was it like moments leading up to that where like he wasn't there? Or was just after that point, like, you just
didn't have... Nah, like, he was there, but he wasn't there.
Got you, yeah.
So he was... He just didn't want to be a parent. Let's yeah. just put it that way. And he just didn't. And, yeah. you know, and that's okay now looking back, because it's just... God put us in the path we're in now. And
yeah.
I probably wouldn't be who I am because of it. Because it took me so many lessons in my life and so many dudes to be in my path.
Yeah.
That I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, my dad had a lot to do with that, but I was just, like, so stuck on the idea of, like, yeah. why am I giving these dudes my time? Like, because yeah. as a woman, you're like, you just want to be loved. Like, you're like, why don't I have that love? But I was like, dude, you're not going to get that love. And I'm sure a lot of my friends and some of my friends are going through it. Like, they're like, oh, I just don't get it. Like, I'm such a good person. It's like, no one said you're not a good person. I mean, I think I was a good person as well, but it's like, God's going to put these dudes in your, whatever situation you're in, God's going to put these dudes in your path until you learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Until, because I was like, well, clearly I didn't learn my lesson because I couldn't even love myself enough. So how did I expect these dudes to love me, you know? And I think that's what was such a process in building of my mental of being at an 8, but yes, like, working through all that of for like, sure. you're like, oh my God, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
and it takes work. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah. And so because when you talk about like having when girls come up with like not having a relationship with like their father, a good relationship, a healthy one, how does that affect you in other relationships, whether it's romantic or just, yeah, like, how does that affect how you approach your life, you know?
I think me and probably girls, like, it's just, like, I always wanted validation. Mm-hmm. Like, I just always wanted to be... And I had a lot of guy friends, which was crazy. Like, I just always loved all my guy friends, too, and never treated them the same. And I always treated them like, you know, like my brothers, and, like, I loved them. It was never, like, oh, I like any guy. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, when I did like someone, it was, like...
You got attached.
I gave 100 and I got attached like a leech. But like, I mean, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, like no boundaries, no like, hey, let me get, it was just full in.
Yeah.
Full in. And I think it affects you because you're like, I mean, all dudes are in their also different situation. Yeah. You don't know someone, right?
Yeah.
But I could personally say a lot of them, the ones that I dealt with was like ghosting. Just the excuses, like not being validated, you know, you're just here trying to connect. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No. And I think it's, yeah, it affects you because you're just like trying to find that, like.
Do you feel like inherently it's like deep down, even though you may not realize it, it's like you find something good in a good relationship with a man in your life. And it's just because like, before that, like your situation, like with your dad, it's like you're afraid to kind of lose that in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a sense, because like you just want someone, that, right? Yeah. And it affects you because you're just like, well, it. Then you start conflicting it on yourself that you're like, oh, it has to be me. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be me. But it's like, no. Looking back, I'm like, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, but it definitely was a sense of how I saw myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, like, and I think that's where women, like, we're givers. I think we're naturally givers. And, like, it's learning how to not just be so giving right away and, like, And it's okay. Like, just, you don't have to fully give. Like, it takes time. It should take time to get someone to know you and, like, know your worth and what you want, because, but it all starts with you. Because if you don't know that, then how do you expect someone to do it?
For sure. Yeah, I was gonna say, and when you kind of look at, and I don't want to like seem what's the word? Like dang, I completely forgot the word I was gonna say. Like not I guess not empathetic to what that feels like. However, like when you come across, like, let's just say in my position, like if I was just, if I came a girl off the top, like if I came across a girl and she, I happened to like her, but then I did feel like it got really serious really fast, or like it, I felt like it just, it took a leap where I
Like
wasn't
intense,
completely
you're like,
ready
whoa,
for.
you're like, dude,
Yeah, then
who
I
are
would
you?
kind of feel, and maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but it's, I would feel a little bit like, oh fuck, like nowadays, I feel like I would communicate that because I feel
That's
like
the
that's the person I
thing.
am. But at the same time, I can see how someone would be like, oh shit, like this got real. Like they're a little scared of that too, you know?
And I think also, like, I think a lot of my friends can relate to this, but it took me time to learn communication. Like, we expected, like, this was hard for me. You're gonna laugh. You're like, I mean, when I started, like, when I would text dudes, it'd be like, nah, he has to text me first. Like, I'm not. Like, to me, texting a boy was like, why would you ever do that? And that, it's like those little things that you're just like, I remember a friend being like, no, dude, like, you gotta communicate. Like, you're allowed to say hi to the person too. Like, it's not against the law. But in my head, I was like, nah, like, that's, I can't do that. Like, that's so not a thing. Like, I'm not gonna text them. And like little dumb things are like, I'm gonna take 7 seconds to text blah blah blah, you know? And you're just like, why was I doing that? Why was I doing that? And like, I was talking to my partner when we first started talking, and I just remember being like, I just text him, like, get it out. Like, don't think of it so much. Like, it should be, you know, flowing. Like, you should be able to text this person in return, you know? It's not so much like, I think more pride, because, like, I don't know if it's a Latino thing or just a girl thing, but we were just like, no, nah, like, you can't text them first, you know?
For
These
sure.
rules.
And what was when this, when your partner, sorry, remind me his name again?
Nathan, but
Nathan.
I call him Roo for
Rue?
kind of, yeah,
Kangaroo?
kangaroo.
Hell yeah.
Roo for short.
Yes, Nathan. So with Nathan, when he came along, what changed? Maybe it's something that he did, but also something that changed in your perspective and how you approached it that made it different.
Oh, we were literally just talking about this the other day. I think the way I approached the relationship, like, the way we met was hilarious, but, like, I think it was also like, he was supposed to leave in 3 months. And I just remember being like, man, I really like this person. Like, I hadn't connected with someone like this in so long. Like,
And
I was
you
just
felt like
like,
there was no games being played, like
yeah,
anything like
no,
that.
but at the same time, I felt like I needed to be honest with myself, because that's how I am. I just feel so, like, I'm sorry, I feel so easy, and I'm just like so expressive. And I was like, damn, I really like this guy. I was like, this sucks. But I was just like, he leaves in 3 months. But I just remember being like, hey, like, we were at Cane's, and he was just like, we're,
I
yeah,
love Canes.
I'd never been, and he took me, and he's like, we were just having combo. And then I was just like, hey, I know you're only here for 3 months, but, like, if your goal is to just, like, you know, this is how I call it. I was like, if you want a wham bam thank you ma'am type deal, like, I was like, I'm not your girl, because, like, been there, done that, and I know myself, and I can't do it to myself anymore. And that was me putting, like, a full-blown boundary for once. I was just honest. I was like, I have nothing to lose. He could either say yes or he could say no. And he's just like, oh, so it's your nothing. And I was just like, yeah, it's kind of, because, like, I'm not gonna be kidding myself around and just you calling me when you want and hanging out when you want. No.
And was it like that or
No,
no?
it
Oh,
wasn't.
okay,
That's the thing.
gotcha.
It's just because I'm tired with
Yeah,
these
you've dealt with
dudes
that,
that I've dealt with that I'm just like, that's what I was used to. So, yeah, I'm a little hesitant. I'm just like, but at the same time, I was like, I know, I gotta learn my lesson. I have to, because at this point, I was like, then it's on me. Mm-hmm. It's me, not them. Yeah. And he was just like, as we're eating canes, and now she's just like, well, okay. And I was just like, okay, oh, cool. Like, and it, this was during COVID. So yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It was 2020. And yeah, just lived like our best lives for 3 months. And it was so much fun. But I think if I wouldn't have done that, like, he wouldn't have taken me seriously. And like, maybe we wouldn't be where we are right now. But it was that was more out of respect for myself, because I was like, yeah, I like you, but what is this? Because then if I can't just like put it like towards my feelings, put a boundary towards my feelings, myself, like, I'm just gonna end up where I used to end up.
For sure.
Like crying myself to sleep. Yeah. What did I do?
And to be fair, Nathan being an Australian in El Paso, like, he's gonna have some fun. So like, the fact that you made it known, like, yeah, up front,
like, you know? I was like, dude, I can show you El Paso, I can show you a good time, like, it could be fun, but I was like, I just cannot be like,
yeah,
you're 2 a.m. person. Like, I just, I can't. I was like, no. But it was that, and being very, like, putting boundaries, like, being very clear what I wanted and communicating with him, where this was crazy. Like, when I first started dating him, I just remember, like, normal things didn't feel normal. Things that should be normal. I was like, is this normal? Like, healthy relationship. I was like, I asked my friends, I'm like, is this normal? Because we're just, I was just so used to not the normal. And I was just like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That gives me hope.
It will. Trust me. Yeah. It only took me, I felt like the one from Titanic, 84 years. And once you get a good one, I'm telling you, like.
You think just... do you know?
What?
Like, do you know when it's like, all right, this is my person?
Yeah.
You will?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I could tell you this. I know he's my person also, because like, it's just, he makes it so easy to be myself.
Okay.
I think when it's easy to be yourself, it's so nice. Like, it's wholesome. Like, it's just the support, the like the kid, like me, I was like, dude, I can't date this person if I can't roast them. I am roasting someone. Yeah, 20, yeah, yeah. Like, as my friends, like, if I'm not roasting you, I don't like you. If I call you, I'm the type that I'm like, if I call you by your real name, I don't like you. Like, I give you a nickname right away.
Yeah,
yeah. So I give you a nickname. But so when we would hang out, roasting, like,
gotcha,
like, we roast all day, every day. Like, that to me is like the best.
Yeah.
Like, if we're taking ourselves too seriously, this is not
for sure
gonna work.
All right, I love that. What else though? Because the only reason I ask is because I've been in situationships, or just things that I've people I've been with that I feel very comfortable around, and I feel like I can be goofy, I can be myself, but I feel like there does have to be more. Because, like, just because you have chemistry with someone, that's not enough. So, like, what else is, like, coming into the situation?
Oh, compromise. Compromise and loving through the compromise. I think when you're able to go past through it, because, like, living together, that brought out things that you're just like, oh, man, you're in a different level. Dating is pretty. You're in your, like, how they call it, the honeymoon stage. But being able to communicate and listen and, like, validate, like, hey, yeah, I was wrong. Okay, yes, I can work on that. Like, I think that's a very big thing. And then always being a teammate. Like, me and him are always, like, reassuring each other. Like, whether if it's, like, the worst day, we're always like, well, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's always, like, that reassurance of, like, we will figure it out. It's not like, yeah, like, let me know how it goes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's the reassurance, like, the comfort. It's like, hey, like, I may not want to go here, but I'm going to go for you because it will make you happy. And back and forth. Like, and there's going to be times where he supports me and comes through and does something that I'm like, oh my God, like, you didn't have to do that. It's the details also, like, the little things.
Yeah.
I mean, I could give you a full list, but at least I could tell you that, like, we've managed to create, like, our own love language. Because sometimes you think, like, is this normal? Is this how it should be?
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I think I could easily say that, like, I know, because we've gone through the thick and thin type deal, and I know he's gonna have my back, and like that's where I know I'm just like, okay, like this person is the real deal. Like he's my teammate. He wants me to win and I want him to win, and
Yeah, that's awesome.
It can't get better than that. Like you're just like, I'm like, well,
yeah, for sure. Love that. What's for someone who is kind of in that position, maybe you were at like when did you meet him? You were what, like 28, 29,
I was
27,
27,
27.
27, yeah.
Okay. Let's just say a little bit before that, maybe someone who's 24, 25, who maybe had some issues, like some daddy issues as well, maybe.
Yeah.
Thinking about what you had to go through and your experiences, what is some advice you'd give them if they're kind of like just in the position you were in that you were still young?
Oh, I would say first, you would have to definitely be okay with yourself before you even consider dating. Like, because, you know, we could be so st also like you could be so stuck on the idea of this person you just met, and you're like, this could be the one. It's like, stop, don't think like that. Don't even remotely think like that. Think more about like, do you know what you want? Like before jumping, because you want to avoid the heartbreaks and emotions. But I'm also, the advice would be like, make sure what you want and how you view yourself before you even like consider dating. If you do, you might need to go through the rough ones. I could personally say, like, I feel like looking back, like, I had to go through them to really learn my lesson of what I really wanted. So I would just say putting boundaries, making sure where you stand with people, what you want in a partner. Because if you don't know what you want in a partner, then you're just, you know, it could be anything.
Yeah, you're gonna get
You could get any
whatever, huh?
flavor. You're gonna get whatever flavor. So
Yeah.
kind of envisioning like what you want in a partner. And sometimes it doesn't have to be for you. Sometimes it could be like, you know, you just weed out the bad ones and or learn from it. Like you're like, oh, you know, I definitely don't want that. I definitely don't like that. And that's how you learn. Like if also that's the thing with dating now. Like I feel like, oh man, I feel so bad. Like with friends, they tell me it's really rough. And I'm like telling them, I'm like, dude, if it doesn't go good with Rue, I'm so out of the bat. Like I am gonna be the crazy Tia at that point. Like I'm done. But it's like it's rough out there. So I'm just like, I can't even imagine, but I could definitely say like you just have to give it time also. Like you can't expect to get the right one and not put effort. Like one of my friends does that too, one of my best friends, and I'm just like, I know it's annoying and it seems tedious and you're like, you think you're wasting your time, but like if you also don't put yourself out there, how are you gonna find them? You know, like I don't do I never took dating apps seriously and I've never done them. That's just me, but that's just, you know, it doesn't have to be dating apps. You could meet people organically, but you still have to put effort, you know what I mean? So
For
yeah,
sure.
that's what I would recommend for peeps.
Love that. That's great
Yeah.
advice,
I'm
especially for me.
like, yeah, no, it's not gonna be easy, I'm telling you, but if you at least know what you want, I think slowly but surely the right people. I think also we get stuck on the idea of someone, what we want, and it's like, no, I didn't envision Rue to be the partner I was gonna get, but I'm lucky because it comes with all these like amazing things. And it's like you may think you know what you want, but it might look different and you're like, oh man, like I didn't know that was gonna be
Yeah,
like that.
for sure. What do you feel like your greatest strength is?
Personality wise?
Just in general, like what is, hold up, what is, before that, before we get into that one, what is your greatest, what's a weakness that you have that you want to really work on, especially like in the next, like this year, something you know you can work on when it comes to just the person you are, your personality. It can be a skill, but mainly just the person you are, something you want to improve
Two
on.
of them,
Two of them.
people pleasing
Same.
and probably doubting. Like it comes in waves. I'm not saying like I always self-doubt, but I definitely am. I am my worst critic. My best friend always tells me that. She's like, dude, you are your worst critic. Like I can never just like give myself a little high five and be like, no, dude, like, you're doing, no, I'm just like, I have to be hard on myself to, like, yeah. So those are probably two things I would definitely need to work on. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That I need to work on.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Do you feel like your self-talk is, like, really bad sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom, she's always, I feel like I could definitely work on it. It's never been, I feel like I've always been a confident person. Mm-hmm. No idea where it came from, but thankfully I am. But, like, put me in things like this, I get, like, nervous. Like, this other person just takes over, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, ooh. But really? Yet you'll see me at a bar, like, yelling and singing to, like, Bad Bunny or something, or, like, anyone I see. But, yeah, no, like, I think what happens is I'm always asking myself, like, am I doing enough? Mm. Am I doing my, is this the best? How can I do better? How, like, I'm always just constantly, like, a little hamster wheel, just, mm-hmm. like, thinking, and what can I do? And, like, sometimes I feel like I also need to learn how to, like, slow down.
Yeah.
And, like, take in at least the present.
Yeah, for you know? Sure.
But, yeah, the self-talk needs to be a little nicer.
So do you struggle with anxiety then?
I don't want to say I do, but sometimes I do feel like it comes in waves where, but like rare, like here and there where I'm just like, oh man, like, you know, you get, that's where I'm telling you, like, sometimes I need to take breaks from social media, even though I work so much on the phone and it's hard to avoid it. I'm like, oh, okay, I need a break. Like I really need to step back and look at the bigger picture, because I'm just so stuck on the idea, like, well, I want to say molcajete. Mm-hmm. This person's doing, you know, they're already here, and I'm here. Mm-hmm. And you just start spiraling. So that's why I think sometimes, even as a girl, whatever, as a human, like, I'm too fat today. I'm too skinny. Like, it's just like a wave of, like, dude, you need, like, I think I agree with people, like, the way you talk to yourself is so important. It's just like, that's what I need to work on. Mm-hmm. I need to work on reeling that in slowly but surely. But
gotcha. What about, do you ever have, like, moments or like waves of, like, depression or anything?
Depression? I feel like, I want to say I've had them, mm-hmm. but way before, like how I told you the situations, like I want to say I had them, but I just never knew.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's not something you, like,
it's not something I was like, oh, I was depressed. Yeah. Like, it was just more like, no, I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a choice. It was just more like, well, keep going.
Yeah.
Life is going. Life is moving. Just, I probably felt it. And, you know, there are moments where, I probably look back and I'm like, man, I feel very heavy. Like, my mm-hmm. body, my mind, like, everything. But I was just like, no, like, keep going. I have had friends that have dealt with it. Yeah, and I'm just like, and then I do your typical joking, but I know they take care of it, but I'm just like, nah, it's all mental. I pull a Mexican mom. Your mom. It's mental. It's mental.
Yeah.
But thankfully,
that's
no.
That's good. Awesome.
No.
What's your greatest superpower as a person?
I think my greatest superpower is, like, being... That's a hard one, because mm-hmm. I want to say my superpower would be being very,
inclusive?
Yeah, like, I just always want to be, like, everyone winning. Like, I just, I always like to be the person, like, even with friends, if you ask them, they make fun of me. Like, I have such different friends, and every time, like, I want to hang out, like, I want them to all, like, I'm like a... sheep herder, how one of my friends put, like, I think that's my superpower, like, bringing different people together.
Yeah, that's so dope.
I want to say that's
my superpower. That's a great superpower.
Because, like, I know my friends make fun of me, and they're always laughing. They're like, oh, it's because I do have some that are very antisocial. Like, what is it, the word?
Introverts?
Introverts.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, like, they always listen to me, right? But it's just so funny, because, like, if you were to see the different amount of friends I have, like, so different.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? But then I'm always, like, inviting them out, and I'm just, like, sheep herding them to all hang, like, to be, to, like, just come on, like, you got this. Like,
that's
you
so can dope.
Be tight. So I want to say that would be my biggest superpower. Like, I just want everyone to, like, hang out, be happy. You can do it too. If I can, so can you, type deal.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and I can relate to that too, because I think I've, especially in El Paso, the amount of, I've got some like very different people in rooms together and just like help them connect. And that's a feeling I love, is when I help two people or someone connect with another person.
But that they're so different. Yeah. But they're like, oh my God, like, yeah, no, like I agree. Like, it's just different to see how they react towards each other. Because like I have a friend, I call her name's Dre, and like she's like a full-blown granola. Like she's a physical therapist. Yeah, like, it was just hilarious because like I wouldn't, you know, introduce her to other friends a little bit more going and stuff. And she had like we had to break her social bubble. Yeah, and then I have my other friend that she gets like a pit bull, like if someone comes near me, and then the other one's trying to make sure no one gets near me as well. And then, you know, so it's just having that aspect of like bringing different people together, because like you're that one to help them out, because like they might, if it wasn't for you, probably they won't do it. They will probably go read a book or be in this corner somewhere. You're like, no dude, come on, like that means a lot, because then that means, you know, they love you enough to get out of their comfort zone. Bringing people out of their comfort zone is
you make them better. You make them
I want to say so,
for sure. Because you bring the best out of them.
I would hope so. Yeah. I think that you could call that a superpower. Yeah. Like, for sure. That's, I don't know what you would name it, but yes, I think that's my superpower.
Yeah. I love that. You bring people together.
Yeah. I love it. I love being around different people, like always been social and like hanging out and like learning about people. No idea why. I don't know. It's just because me and like my sister and I think my brother's a little bit social, but my sister not as me, like way different. So I don't know where I got it from.
Yeah.
But
how would you define success in your own life? Because I feel like it's different for everybody.
Success?
Yeah.
Another thing I was talking to Ru about. I think I would define it by the way you feel. Because you could say you're successful, you could have everything in the world, but like if you don't feel fulfilled inside, like content, I don't think you're successful. You know what I mean? Like what is it to you? Like, you have to put meaning to your own success, I feel. And I think to me, like looking at my life right now, at least I know I'm successful because I'm looking at the little things. I thankfully have a roof over my head. I'm able to pay for these expensive groceries because, you know, the huevos are $20. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm paying for my $20 huevos. But that makes me happy. That's, to me, a success, because you're like, you know, if you don't consider the little things, then I don't see how you're successful.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at the little things you can do, because not everyone can do that. And your health, like, just being able to wake up. I think we take that for granted.
For sure.
I think you're successful already when you wake up. Being able to move, being able to do what you want to do. Like, you could be in something you don't like. And, you know, you're like, I'm successful. But not really, because you're not happy. You know? So, I don't know. I think that's where I would say I'm successful. I think I'm successful also that I'm able to do what I like.
Yeah.
And believe in. Especially so, and I'm surrounded by a great support group. I think that's important too. Like, if you don't have that, I think that's rough. So being surrounded by people that are for you, I think that's a success as well.
I love that.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, that's a really good, because it's so different for everybody. And if you have what it takes to be successful on paper, but you're not happy, then that's not success to you. You know, you got to find your own version of success.
Success could be like, damn, I got the Lamborghini I want. I'm successful. It could look so different for everyone.
For sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. How'd you grow your following?
My following?
Yeah.
Oh man, this was back in the day.
Yeah.
Just little by little, like, I was putting, it was unintentional, obviously, but it was just also more like putting things that I was doing and like being genuine about it. Cause I was like, well, I was like, I'm just gonna have to, you know, be myself. Like, what, it was taking its course. I think it's like finding your style too on Instagram. And in the day, it was just like, I was like, okay, well, like, this is, I don't even remember looking back. I'm gonna have to look back, but, I think also putting like my outfits on my hair because I don't think you know I used to be like half bald.
No way.
I used to have a mohawk.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like talking about like feelings and ways of me not doing anxiety, but my anxiety went to my hair probably because I was just always going through it. Mm. So my way of dealing with it was, how do I mess with my hair? What do I do now? So I think I had a mohawk.
Oh wow.
So it was like, I'm never gonna forget it when I got out of my serving job and I was like, I'm done. Like, I want that look. Like, whatever. Went to Paula, the girl that cuts my hair. She's just like, what do you want? She's like, no. And I was like, do it. So like literally did a mohawk. So then I started like posting like my hairdos and like just fashion, I guess. I mean, when I would go out, I was using it. And then just like it started slowly developing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's harder now, though, to make it grow. I think you have to be very consistent, but that's how mostly I followed it. Like, so I had pink, purple, all the hairdos. Asked my friends, and they're like, please, dude, leave your hair alone. Yeah, please.
Yeah, so you're just being yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, I did, back in the day, it wasn't, like, what specifically. Mm. It was just more, like, you, like, or whatever you want. I mean, it could have been whatever you wanted, but to me, I was just like, well, this is what I'm doing. Like, to me, I loved going out on the weekends, so, like, I would post a lot, like, my weekend outfits and stuff like that.
Got you.
So, it took time, and, like, it wasn't specifically, like, oh, now I'm doing this specific, like, clothes or food, or now you just, like, have everything.
Yeah, that's so dope. And
mine now, I think, is just still me, but, like, where I travel, lifestyle, what I do, but it's, like, hard to pick, like, what to put on story and what to put on a pose, and you want to put everything. But
No, I love that. And I ask this to every single guest. What would you say to someone who's going through a tough time right now mentally? What's advice you'd give them and words you would want to leave them with?
Well, first I would say you're loved. I think that's a thing we forget sometimes. Like, you are loved. To always remember that. I think another thing would be like, don't give up. Definitely don't give up, even though sometimes you're like, dude, I'm so tired. It's the way you're tired that you need to put in more work. You need to put in more work to yourself. And I promise you, when you like, you need to fill your cup. Remember that. You gotta fill your cup, and you gotta fill the cup with everything you imagine and you want your life to be. And it's probably hard right now, but if you put in a little bit of effort every day, it will happen. The right people will come in, the right opportunities, and staying in your lane, like, just stay in it. Like, even though you're struggling, obviously find the right help, right? But I think if you really know what you want, everything will fall into place. Just remember to always stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. And put in all that love you have, hopefully, for people, you put into yourself. Mm-hmm. And what else? I don't know. I feel like I have so much advice for this person. I want to hug them. And yeah, like, it's going to be okay. Like, sometimes they may not feel at the time, but it's going to be okay. And I think sometimes that's the thing we need to hear, because you could be going through chaos or the roughest time, but it's okay. Take a breather. And, you know.
For sure. One step at a time.
One step at a time. Don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, like, I'm thankful that, and I still go through it all the time, but at a young age, I've been able to, like, understand that it is going to be okay. And I think you have to go through certain things to finally get that cemented in your brain. Like, no matter what you're going through, as hard as it may seem, or as, like, as long as a road seems that it takes it, it's gonna like get better, that eventually it will get better, you know.
It will.
It's gonna pass, like, at some point, you know.
And I think the hardest pill to swallow, because, you know, you get so stuck in those emotions at the in the moment, that you're like, time, like, life still goes on. Think about it. So like you have no choice but to get with it, because like, it's, life is gonna keep passing you by, so you just have to figure out how you're just gonna deal with it by time. And time tells it all. As much as I hate to say that, I hate when people tell me, they're like, with time, everything with time. And you're like, I hate, because time could be, you know,
years.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I'm telling you, you look back and I'm like, oh my God, like, I forget sometimes I'm 32 and I look at half of the things I did and I'm just like, man, if someone would have told me, like, chill, breathe, like, it will all fall into place. But like, you just have to go through some things to learn that, believe me. And may not be easy, but I promise you, somehow you find out, you're like, ah, something will click in you with time and you're like, ah, that's why that happened.
Yeah.
I get it now. It sucks it only took me 10 years, but at least you understood, right? You're like, oh man. You're like, time. But
freaking time. Yeah. But yeah, that is episode. How long have we been going?
How long have we been talking?
An hour 40.
Oh my God. Too much.
Yeah. But no, that was such an amazing conversation. That was episode 70.
That's awesome.
With Catch.
No, hombre, I could be talking here all day.
Yeah. No, we'll do it some more too. I mean, now I live here, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, how can the people support you?
You guys can follow, first I would say, Balance Peach on Instagram. Be part of a awesome community if you're in El Paso, and if you're not, still support it, please. Especially if you're a woman. We've been trying to be a little bit men inclusive. So, and then you can follow me also at Lady Catch on my personal Instagram. And then you could also find my art one at It's Catchies.
Okay. Love that. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Episode 71.
Woo. All right, y'all.